Blog Talk Radio.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave. Then I heard her say, hey, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my
can't even feel safe in a bar, or especially in a bar, maybe, huh? Yeah, here comes Jose. You better run. He's big man and he's mad.
Have you been bar hopping, Jenny?
I wish.
Some better excitement. That's what you need.
Well, it could be interesting. You know, see how many fights I could start. That'd be fun. Then I'd just leave.
Oh, my God.
Start a couple fights and just get out of there. Oh, honey, it's happened before. You know, it's nothing new. I was married to the guitar player in the band.
Yeah.
So I had quite a few guys who didn't realize that. You know, they hadn't been there long enough to see me talk to the band on the breaks and stuff, to see them come to my table and sit down and all that kind of crap. But they would always, there were some very respectful men, I have to say, very respectful. They would come over, politely ask me if I would like to dance. When I told them I'm married to a guitar player, he says, it's okay, I'm just asking for a dance. I said, okay, that's fine, we can do that. You know, because the nice thing about it was, is that there was, my husband was a guitar player, his best friend was the bass player, and our friend was a keyboard player. The drummer didn't count, he was a wimp. But I had all those guys watching out for me, making sure I was okay and nothing hinky was going to happen, making sure I was safe.
Good.
So, you know, that was cool. And by the same token, once I made sure I told the guys that asked me to dance, I told them what the deal was. And I very seldom had a problem. There's only a couple of times that they wanted to make up to me and take me home and all that other stuff. And I said, I don't think so. You don't want to do that. Because you see that guy and that guy and that guy up on stage, you don't want to make up to me. No, no. Be nice, be polite, and I can dance with you. You start anything and your head's going to get busted. So I never actually had a problem. The drummer did. The drummer started going out with some lady that showed up at the bar at one point, and he was having fun. She got serious. And so he made the mistake of talking to another lady one night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk about a cat fight. Woo!
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. The drinks in the face, the hair pull, the whole bit, man, the whole bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the guys had to call the bouncer over and say, hey, you know, you want to take care of this here, please? You know? Yeah, it wasn't good. And sometimes the guys would get so drunk, they'd want to dance close to the stage. Like, give me your mic. Let me sing. Give me your mic. Let me sing. Like, No. And one guy tried to take it once, and he fell and knocked the mic over, the mic stand. And, that wasn't good, so the bouncer had to come take care of that problem, too. But once that was taken care of, everything was fine because people realized, you can't do that. You're going to get tossed out on your butt if you do that. So,
right.
Just interesting things like that happened once in a while. It wasn't an every night thing. It didn't happen at every gig. Once in a while, we got some rowdies in there. Most of the time, we played nice enough places, you know, like hotel bars and stuff, to where that kind of thing didn't happen. It was very respectful, very nice. And when the guys came back for repeat performances, the same people came back, and you didn't have to explain everything. They already knew it. So that made it kind of fun, because you knew that if this guy or that guy came and asked you to dance, you were okay. You could go dance with him, and nobody was going to get hurt. So that was all right. Jackson Hole was a different story, but, you know, hey, Jackson was a different kind of town. We're talking Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson, Wyoming. Does that tell you anything? Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a park in the center of the town. The center of downtown, there was a big old park, and they had an entrance into the park that was this big old arch made out of elk antlers.
Really?
It was so awesome, cool. It was fantastic. It was a little rougher there. It was a little rougher, but it was also more fun.
What was it, an elk lodge or what?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming, honey.
Jackson Hole.
Think of any movies you've ever seen about Wyoming and the cowboys, and that attitude is alive and well. I'll tell you, that attitude is alive and well. There are ranches, there are people raising cattle, raising horses. You've got the elk herds coming down in the winter, so people come and they draw lots to be able to shoot the elk. Well, they're rowdy, and they're excited if they got one, and they're mad if they didn't. And Cowtown, honey, Cowtown. Think back to your Western movie. Think back to your Western movie, and that's not too far off the mark. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Take my word for it. It's kind of fun, but you got to watch yourself. You got to watch out. If you can, if you have a gun, whether it's a revolver or an automatic, whatever it is, and you've got a holster, hey, go ahead and wear that sucker. They're going to be a little more respectful if they know you can make a difference.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the people in Wyoming respect guns. They really, really do. So if you can do that, do it.
I respect guns.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Idaho, same way. If you can do it, do it. California, you ain't safe in California because you're not allowed to carry a gun.
Yeah,
unless you've got a special permit, which takes a whole lot to get one. You have your military or police or, you know, that kind of training, and then you still have to take their courses and their permits and their you have to go and qualify ever so often. Make sure you can still shoot straight and hit what you're aiming at and not hit somebody that's 50 feet away on the other side.
Right.
Yeah, California is a different kind of place. It really is. So, you know, you just, you watch it. You watch it. And if you can, you can. If you don't, if you can't, you don't. And if you do, don't get caught.
Yeah, really. Don't get caught. That's the most important.
So there you go with that. And my brother lives in Long Beach. He's a Marine.
Uh-huh.
And he was a security guard at a high school in Long Beach for 20 years. So he knows all the cops. He's got kind of an in. Some of them don't like him. Most of them are okay. But he's got kind of an in. So if I ever want to do anything like that in California, I can probably get him to pull a couple strings for me and make it happen if I want to.
Good.
I mean, you know, so I'm still going to keep my revolver and my shotgun. I just ain't going to carry it around. That's all. That's all. I ain't going to carry it around. So, hey, that's how she rolls. But it's okay. All right. Now, I promised Carolyn that the very first song would be one that she asked for last week. So here is the Hollies with He Ain't Heavy.
Oh, good.
And the love. my brother.
All right. There you go, Carolyn. I know you enjoyed
right,
that. I've always liked that song. That came out my senior year of high school, I think.
I don't think so. It was in the 60s.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was in the 60s. But
yeah.
Let's see. Senior year in high school was 71, 72. Junior year was 70, 71. Maybe it was my sophomore year, because it was sophomore sophomore English class. So, okay, 69, 70. Anyway, it probably came out in 68. Because they're not going to let you have new songs in high school class. Anyway. But I like it. Well, we're going to go back a little farther than that now, and then we're going to get into some really good stuff. So here is The Drifters, Up on the Roof. And this is just a little bit earlier in the 60s, 66, 67, something like that.
Well, I didn't care when you said 69.
For He Ain't Heavy, yeah.
Up on the roof.
That I made. I did all different bands I could think of in different colored pencils. I filled up, I think it was an 16 by 18 piece of paper. And I was still thinking of bands when I got there. I don't think I could think of that many now, but I did then. It was very colorful. I hung it on the wall. It was kind of cool. Anyway, all right. This is not Elvis, but it is an Elvis song. And it's me.
Okay.
It's Don't.
Oh.
Sweetheart, I appreciate it. It's I love doing that stuff. I love singing. I love singing Elvis songs. I love singing. I have an Aerosmith song I'll play a little bit later. It's just fun to get into that stuff. Some of it, you think I can't sing that. Oh, what the heck? I'm going to give it a shot anyway. And it's fun. It's fun.
You know?
So you know, we'll see how Aerosmith comes over. But anyway, in the meantime. I do not have a voice like Steven Tyler by any means. You can't even stretch your imagination that far. But that's okay. I had fun doing it. So that's what matters most. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a song written by Johnny Depp, performed by Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck. We Treasure Things by Jeff Beck. He started out with the Yardbirds back in the 60s. And he's gone. You know, he just suddenly got bacterial meningitis, and it took him very, very quickly. So we treasure when we can hear Jeff playing guitar. He was one of the primo all-time guitar players. So this was during, it was recorded at some point during their U.S. tour. So here is Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck. This is a song for Miss Hedy Lamarr. This is the one you like, Sue.
Oh, yeah.
star, spun out of beauty, trapped by its web. She's a perfect cocoon, entwined in gold thread. Her beauty is spectacle, her thoughts too pure. The light of her being, her exotic allure, is torn at the seams for daring to dream. It's so hard to speak when you're frozen in. Scream. Yes, it's all what it seems. Feels like a dream, but it's life and it's death. She began and she ended like a baby's breath. I don't believe, I don't believe in humans anymore. I don't believe, I can't believe, I won't believe in humans.
I like that one. And Jeff's guitar playing just really adds a whole new dimension to it. I think that's great. And Johnny Depp wrote that. And that was him singing. He's got even more talent. And he was playing rhythm guitar on that. So he's got so many flippant talents that it's like 10 people rolled into one. You know.
And he really
does.
And
he paints, too.
Yeah.
He draws. He paints.
Yeah.
He tattoos people. Oh. He sings. He smokes. He
well, you know, I saw that clip on that about that song, and he said that they actually had taken advantage of her during her acting career about her with her money and et cetera. And I didn't know that. Did you?
Yeah, she was. Yes, I did. She was an actress back in the era when. The directors got anything they wanted, including bidding the starlets.
Right, right.
And if the starlets refused, they lost their contracts and didn't work, period. That was
it. Yeah, right.
If you wanted to be in movies, you didn't say no. And this was like back in the 40s. So, yes, she was very much taken advantage of, and it just kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say cooked her brain, but it really changed her. It hurt her mind. It hurt her emotions, and she never really fully recovered from it. So it just, you know, but at that point, they didn't care. Hey, that's what they called the director's couch, and that's what it was used for. That's what it was used for. So, yes, and there were many others that they ruined. They just emotionally fried them. You know, they just And that brings to mind Judy Garland. Now, Judy Garland went through that, but she started young enough to where she didn't have to deal with the director's couch at that point in her career. What she had to deal with was the directors and producers calling her fat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Making her lose weight. She did not have a lot of self-confidence when she was a young girl like that. And when they would say those things about it, she never recovered from that, and that is one reason that she committed suicide, because she never did have a positive self-image. She never did have the confidence that it took to get through that kind of life. And she couldn't, she didn't have the thick skin to where she could ignore it. And she didn't swear like a sailor like Maureen O'Hara that could flip it back at him. You know?
Yeah. Well,
I admired Maureen O'Hara. Oh, wow. She could cuss like a sailor, and she just flipped stuff back at them when they tried to dish it out. So, hey, you know. And she was one of John Wayne's favorites, because if he gave her a rough time, she just flipped it back at him.
Well,
she didn't take guff off nobody. She just swung it back at him with a giant spoon. So I loved her. I thought she was great.
She
makes me proud to be a redhead.
Yeah, really.
So anyway, okay. CCR. Oh, I'm sorry. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Not everybody knows these initials. I mean, you know, I've been around since 09, so I know when Creedence Clearwater started getting popular, started having hits, Creedence Clearwater Revival became cumbersome to say all the time, so it just got shortened to CCR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if I say it in the future, I don't know if you'll remember or not, but there it is for you. Okay, so here is CCR doing Green River.
Stopping at the door.
classic CCR, classic CCR. Well, it ain't looking out my back door, but hey, that's okay. All right, here is the Aerosmith song I told you about that Aerosmith's not singing. See what you think.
Okay.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Oh, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. For every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. And I just want to stay with you in this moment forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. And I don't want to miss one smile. And I don't want to miss one kiss. I just want to be with you, right here with you, just like this. I just want to hold you close. I feel your heart so close to mine, and stay here in this moment for all the rest of time. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing. Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to miss a thing. Not one thing. Love you, babe.
All right, there you go. Me and Steven Tyler don't have a whole lot in common voice-wise, but I can do it. Not the same way he does, but I can do it. There we go. All right. Put my own little twist on it.
Very good.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very, very much. It was fun. I wanted to try something different, and that was as different as I could come up with.
At the time,
I'll probably get some other pretty different stuff, but hey, you know what? I do what I do, and I do it my way, and it comes out okay, so I'm not going to worry about it. It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll just be fine. There you go.
That's all right.
Have you guys heard of Fog Hat? They've been around for a long time.
Yes, I have.
Fog Hat. Oh, yeah. Good. That means you're old as I am. There you go. Okay, we took care of that one. Slings and arrows and all that kind of stuff. All right, here is Fog Hat. That I really like this song. And yes, I am playing some longer songs today, but you know what? It's my show and I choose to do that. So I don't have to follow my rules when I choose not to, sometimes once in a while, okay? So this is that once in a while, sometimes show. All right, here's Fog Hat. I just want to make love.
We'll be right back.
I gotta play some rock and roll. You have to say it that way, you know. You have to say it that way, or it doesn't have the same feeling. Rock and roll. So, oh, Mama, help me. Okay, here is. Now, this is another one that Carolyn asked for, and you know she just doesn't ask for songs very often. So, I am gonna play this one too. This is Led Zeppelin, "Stairway to Heaven."
All right, cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. You know, I have thought and thought about that song. I think I got it figured out, but I'm going to let y'all have your own ideas on it, okay? My ideas come from the 60s, so hey-ho, hey-ho. All right, it's time for a funny break, okay? So you guys need to listen to this because there is some really funny stuff in this. This is Ray Stevens, so you know there's some funny stuff in this. Ahab the Arab.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Bays, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, which is Aramaic for whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho, ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, oh yeah, 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 oh 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 yeah. Which is Aramaic for, let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. And she say,
crazy, baby.
All of a sudden the Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head, but he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand, with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit, on and on they ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, cause there wasn't no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, cause he would have swept his steed on the old desert babies. And they made it across the border where Ahab hopped all his rubies and emeralds, and they bought him a swanging little split-level pad and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand.
Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose. Ho, ho.
That is hilarious. That song is hilarious. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I laugh. I've heard that since it came out in the 60s, and I have laughed every time I've heard it since. It never gets old. It never gets old. It's so fun.
No.
Okay, it's time for an Elvis song. I figured I better play one before somebody comes and assassinates me. So here we go with the live sit-down version from the 68 special, One Night.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. A thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true.
Okay, it's after Valentine's Day, but I'm going to do this song anyway because I don't remember if I played it this month or not. I think I have, but that's okay. I'm going to do it again. Here you go. Funny Valentine.
Smile with my heart.
Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. That that version was modeled after Alice Frenham or something, her last name, something like that, Frenham. Anyway, yeah, she did that first on America's Got Talent, and she went on to be making records and everything with it. So she's, I was impressed by the way she did that. So I modeled that one after her. I didn't do it.
You know, I know this goes back a ways, but have you ever heard Kim Novak sing that song?
No. The only other one that I remember hearing sing it is Frank Sinatra.
Well, no, he sang it too. And as a matter of fact, the movie that it was in was Frank Sinatra's movie. Well, I say his movie he was in, and so was Kim Novak. Called something Joey.
I'm sorry, honey, I can't help you because I have no idea.
Well, it was probably done in the 50s. I mean, I didn't see it until many years later. But what is that?
I don't know. It's an 855 number, so I have no idea who it is. Oh. Probably calling me for Medicare checkup. It's like, you guys, you're day late and dollar short. I did that 2 weeks ago and got a new policy. Go away and leave me alone. I've been telling people that for weeks.
It was Pal Joey. Pal Joey, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember seeing it or anything, so I don't know.
She did a beautiful job with that song on the movie, in the movie.
Oh, thank you, Clyde. You are such a sweetheart. Carolyn better treat you right, even if she gets mad at you sometimes. Okay. he told me that I did a good job, so I had to say thank you.
Yeah, that's sweet.
He is a sweetie. He really is. Okay. Foreigner. You guys have to remember Foreigner, please. You know Foreigner. They're not that old, actually. They haven't been around since '09. Anyway, this is a really cool song, and I like it because it's just sung from a heart. You know, it's a heart begging. I want to know what love is. I feel like that.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. Between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older.
To fade out or something. Oh well.
Where'd it go?
It just got cut off. It just quit. That was where they stopped recording. That was it. I did not expect that. I expected to just kind of fade away into the sunset. But it didn't. Well, hey guys, good news. It's spring is coming. Spring has sprung here. I heard the geese yesterday. I've been hearing birds for 3 days in the trees around my house, everywhere in the trees around my house. The birds are back. So, but unfortunately that means so are the snakes. But I haven't seen a snake. I've lived here over a year. I've never seen a snake. So I'm hoping my good luck holds, knock on wood, and we'll keep it going until I leave. Please, God. Okay, I got to play another Hollywood Vampire. Well, not another Hollywood Vampire. I haven't played Hollywood. I'm going to play Hollywood Vampires. I played Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck. Now I'm going to play Hollywood Vampires. And I like this song. If you just listen to the words, because this is an awesome song. It really is. It's called Heroes.
Okay.
About you guys, but I like that song. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that song.
I do.
And the original, yeah, the original is by David Bowie, you guys. Yes, but that is not who was singing it. I played Hollywood Vampires version, okay? So
mm-hmm.
listen to what's going on, not to what it came from. Okay, it's okay. It's okay to take new things into your experience. Believe it or not. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was under the impression that you guys thought David Bowie was singing that. And it was not David Bowie singing. It was Johnny Depp with the Hollywood Vampires, which is Joe Perry and who's the drummer? I forget. Anyway, Joe Perry, Alice Cooper, and Johnny Depp are the main characters, so to speak. And Tommy is in there. So it's like Elvis doing a cover of somebody else's song, of doing Carl Perkins' song. Okay, same kind of thing. It's the same kind of thing. So, yes, it was a David Bowie song originally, but Hollywood Vampires covered it. So this version is Hollywood Vampires. So there you go, okay? There you go. Okay, this is Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business. Yes, BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, taking care of business. And it is time to go. It really is. We are at the end. Remember, I told you I was going to make the shows an hour and a half. We got about 2 minutes left. So I want to say thank you, everyone, for joining me. And I had a blast. This was such good music. Fantastic. It's stuff that I never used to play. But guess what? It's good music. I love it. I've always loved it. And I'm playing it now. So I hope you all enjoy it. If there's something along this line that you would like to hear, you got to send it to me. I can't read your mind, okay? Otherwise, I'll just play what I want to hear. So hopefully you guys like it too, and that's fantastic because it's all good music. Music is fantastic. Music will lift your spirits, will lift your mood, will make you feel good and make you smile. Go out and smile at people. Might save somebody's life. You never can know. A smile is that precious, all right? So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he be gracious unto you and lead you to what's right. Okay, kids, I'll see you on Sunday for the gospel show. It, too, will be an hour and a half. You can't take too much out of your time, and it's good music, and it lifts you up for the rest of the week. So come and join me Sunday at the same time. And in the meantime, have a good time. Make everybody around you happy. Now we're going to the animals. It's my life.